That is true. Who's zooming who? Who's zooming who right now? And we're zooming with our old friend Richard Marks, singer-songwriter legend. And just ask him. He'll be able to explain more about that. Actually, the last time we had you on the show, you were in studio. And it was just after the first of the year, right? Was it January, February? I think you were in town. All of this is kind of just mushed together for me, Richard, so I can't exactly recall.
I think it was January 77th.
That would be about right. And you were in studio, and we were talking about your new record that was coming out. You had a single coming out. You had an album coming out. And right after, I took full credit for this, within hours of our interview, that thing zoomed up the charts into the top 10. What did it top out at?
The day of release, it went to number 2 on the iTunes pop album chart, right behind Taylor Swift, which was hilarious to me.
Can probably bring him
because I love Taylor Swift, but it was like I looked at the chart and was like, oh, Taylor Swift at number 1, and at number 2, this 56-year-old dude.
Mm-hmm. And let me just say this. I take full credit for that.
You should take credit for everything I've ever done, Ropan.
I basically have. Don't worry about it. All right. And the single? Explain the single, and then the record. The whole album has done very well too, right?
Well, the album is what went to number 2, and it was in the top 10, you know, on many of the charts. The single, the first single, which was called "Another One Down," that I wrote with my son Lucas, who you're pals with as well. That went into the top 15 on Billboard charts shortly before the album came out. So, somebody asked me about it the other day, because now the album is blowing up in the UK right now with another single, which is the title track, Limitless. And so I keep getting these chart positions, and, you know, the BBC Radio 2 has put it in their A-list, and it's really cool. It's just I wish I could go and promote it and do the gigs that I was supposed to do.
All right, because you were scheduled to be on tour this entire spring and this entire fall, and like everybody else, you're doing Zoom. You're Zooming with your friends, and you're Zooming. Some of these are like Zoom concerts that people are doing. Do you have any of those coming up?
I do a thing every Friday, so we're going to post one today again called Beachin', where it's just 2 or 3 songs from the house. So I do that every Friday, and then I have a podcast with my gorgeous wife, Daisy Fuentes, who's here saying hi to you.
Hi.
And that's called Tequila Talk, and that is out new episodes every Wednesday. Mm-hmm. So we're keeping busy for sure.
Yeah. And then we've made a little tradition, I should say this, trying to Zoom cocktail or Zoom tail on Friday nights. And I would just like to say that I would like to die and come back as Richard Marks, and I'll tell you why. Or maybe one of those like body shifting movies where all of a sudden
like
he lives my life, I live his, you always turn the camera around to show the sun setting over the Pacific Ocean while you're in your beautiful house with your beautiful family, your beautiful dog, and a cocktail in your hand. And as Oprah would say, Richard and Daisy, you're living your best lives.
I feel like I'm a man in full right now. And I'm very grateful. And look, as you know, I have been very blessed in my life, but I'm feeling particularly grateful right now, because I have extra reason to be grateful, which is Daisy Fuentes.
Now, what does that laugh mean, Daisy? What does it mean?
That means I fully agree. I feel the same.
It is really a love story. You guys first, did you guys meet on the set of RTL?
No, we didn't meet. We talked on the phone like 30 years ago, something like that.
I think because he was trying to flirt with me back then.
I mean, who wouldn't? But we didn't meet until 6 or 7 years ago. And we met through Twitter. So bless Twitter.
He slipped into my DMs.
Well, that happened later.
I see. And it's one of those Hollywood, like when you guys first got together, like the tabloids and everything was all about, it was a big story because it was, you know, like it, Daisy for many years at MTV and TRL, I said RTL, TRL. And then, you know, Richard was a big video star in that era. And then here we are decades later and getting together. It's a great love story. And when I say we're getting together, I consider myself a part of it. I consider myself to be like, you know, I don't know how I exactly work in, maybe the fourth son. I'm not sure, but I'm part of it.
Well, you've been a part of it because you and I've been friends for a long time, and you met Daisy pretty early into our courtship. So
yeah, but the funny thing is that we kept it very, very private, even though, you know, we dated
for a year and a
half. Well, we were together for 2 years before we got married, but the first public photo, the first photo ever of us together was our wedding announcement.
Yeah, we kept it.
No one knew that we were together. I mean the, publicly, just, you know, our friends.
She was in my video, and we were sort of tweeting at each other a few times. So people certainly were putting two and two together. But we've always been very, very private people, and we courted privately until we were ready to let people know that we were married.
Yeah. And that's even me, because as much as I'm a part
of... You're like,
what? Right. Well, all of a sudden, the next thing is, I'm on top of a mountain. We're getting married right now. You had planned a party, essentially, for your wedding. You did the wedding, the actual ceremony separate from the wedding, and the wedding party was in L.A. 6 weeks later or something like that, a month later. And the funny thing was, we were texting back and forth or something, and then you text me a picture of this. You were, you know, in Aspen on a mountain. Was Aspen, right? Wasn't it?
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah. Aspen on a mountain. And it's, yeah, we're getting married right now. And I'm like, what?
Ro didn't know I was married until he saw that my Tinder profile had been deleted.
It's true, because I hated competing against him on Tinder. That was the worst part of it. It was always, you know, it's getting all the best dates. All right, well, and are you guys? Have you already started cocktailing into the sunset? Because it's a little early there now.
We might. Well, it's never too early, but we'll probably do it in a couple. I have some recording to do. I have a little bit of work to do, and Daisy's got some stuff to do. But we will. Maybe
Richard has been very busy during this quarantine. Richard Marx has been having a little bit of a hard time relaxing.
Yeah.
So his schedule is very busy with Zooms and recordings and mini concerts and all sorts of nonsense during the quarantine. I'm just saying.
Yes. But you said quarantine, now you get buzzed. But you've been busy too. I mean, you have a huge business that you're running as well. So
I do. And right now the retail stores where I sell my brand, they're closed during this time, but we're hoping that, you know, it's Ross and Burlington, and we're hoping that those stores will open up soon. But for now we're kind of, you know, staying safe.
Yeah. Yeah. That's good. All right. Well, I plan to Zoomtail with you later on. Right after the show, this is a good time for me to plug this. Right after the show, I'm doing a fundraiser, an online fundraiser. Everybody's doing these things now in our part of the world, for an organization that we've come to know and love, Bravehearts, which is a charitable organization that puts horses, actual horses that they rescue, and they put them with veterans. And they bring them out to their facilities, and they let veterans with PTSD work with the horses and help each recover. It's one of the most amazingly beautiful, romantic concepts, and it works. That's the most important thing. So So we're going to be doing that tonight at braveheartsriding.org is the website, and all the details are on that if people want to join us. And we're doing that on all the platforms, the social media platforms as well. So we're going to be raising some money. So after that's all said and done, I'll be joining you for a cocktail.
Yeah, you'll be ready for a cocktail.
Yes.
We will be right here waiting for you to Zoom us.
Yeah, I should have known better than to do that, though. So thank you. All right, goodbye. Richard Marx and Daisy Fuentes. Love you both.
See
goodbye.
You,
goodbye.
Bye.